the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's been a good week for celebration at St. Paul's, with the bishops joining us to celebrate new ministry here, and the wonderful event of the animal blessing yesterday. In the greater community and the world, there has been more cause for concern than celebration. Broadly speaking, it's been a pretty rough week for peace. There are rumblings and rumors of war abroad, another senseless shooting in our nation, and the economic turmoil and anxiety caused by uncertain employment opportunities in our own city. Surely I am not alone in feeling burdened by the cares of these many things, both near at hand and far abroad. That's why I could think of no better passage for a gospel reading today, no better words to epitomize what the good news means to us, than "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the reassurance we needed this morning. I love this verse. We use it to comfort people in all sorts of difficult situations for obvious reasons. But as much as I would like to read it that way, Jesus is not here promising an absolute end to these burdens. He does not, in fact, call us to lay down our burdens and completely walk away. Instead, Jesus calls us to walk with him, be bound to him, actually. Allow him to carry the bulk of the load, but still to put on the yoke and have a part in the work. He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." But this implies that in going with Jesus, there is a burden nonetheless. Today's passages are the St. Francis Day readings. And while we could say many things about Francis' life, it was inspiring, beautiful, memorable, praiseworthy, carefree is not something we would include in that list. We learn in his story that a life of following Jesus comes with a yoke. It has its own burden. It is no doubt easier and lighter than carrying the chaos of the world. That's why the weary young Francis renounces his father's expectations, his own worldly ambitions, and much more, just to get out from under the weight of those concerns, that great heavy burden that had no real purpose or meaning in his life. But in their place, he takes on the work of Jesus, being the instrument of God's intent for the world. He cared for the needy wherever he found them, healed the broken landscape of creation, restored what had been torn down or fallen into negligent disrepair, and did the difficult work of creating the space for fighting people to have a conversation that might lead to peace. These were the works of St. Francis, and through it he lightened his own load, taking on tasks while throwing off his cares. You see, being yoked to Christ means that you do not have to do all the pulling yourself. There is work, but the one in this scenario doing the lion's share of the work is Jesus himself. But you must still keep up, because he is indeed working, and if you fall behind or try to veer off the path, you will be dragged along. Jesus has work to do in the world, and he is looking for those who will join him. Those disciples willing to lay down their own heavy concerns, their own lives, and instead carry on the work of making the world a little lighter, a little brighter, and more peaceful. Jesus is actively redeeming the world and calling us to participate in order to bring peace, not only to our world, but to our own lives. But you should be warned that joining in this work will leave a mark on you. In the first reading, the writer of Galatians says that he carries the mark of Christ branded in his body. Stigmata is the word used in Greek here. This passage is where that idea comes from. I don't know whether some of the saints like Francis carried stigmata as signs of their unity with Christ in their own bodies or not. Really, that sort of thing has never interested me. But I do know this. Each of you carries the mark of Christ on your body. I know it because when we baptize someone, we take out the special chrism oil and we make the sign of the cross on their forehead, Jesus' sign, and we say the words, "You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever." And for the rest of your life and beyond, you bear the mark of Christ in your body. That's what forever means. You have been marked for this work, and there is no chance of peace in your life without engaging in it. Saints are really just ordinary people who give their lives to do God's will in the world. If we want to follow the path of Francis, we will become instruments of peace. Peace is more like a garden. It has to be constantly tended, or it will grow weeds and be overrun. It takes consistent work to create some harmony. Sitting in your house and hoping and praying for a lush, beautiful, and vibrant garden with no weeds isn't ever going to get you that. And it isn't ever going to get us peace either. It takes hard work and intentional steps in following Jesus. It's not enough to pray for peace with Muslims. It takes things like interfaith dialogue to foster conversation and understanding. It's not just praying for victims of shootings. It takes offering a safe place in our community to have an important conversation about rising gun violence. And it isn't just feeling sorry for the unemployed. It takes a commitment to caring for people who get laid off from work. This is the work of peace. This and so much more. This is the work you will do if you allow yourself to be yoked with Christ. But the harvest you will reap is peace itself, not only in your community, but in your own soul. As you set out to do God's work, remember the benediction of the Galatians. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters, and may you know peace. Amen.